Beginning on August 14th, New Yorkers who are survivors of childhood sexual abuse will have a one-year window of opportunity to file civil suits against their abusers. This is under the terms of the Child Victims Act passed by the legislature earlier this year. As WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, thousands of cases are expected to be filed, with payouts potentially in the millions. We should note this topic that we're about to explore might not be suitable for young listeners.
Gordon Smith was 14 years old when he says he was first abused by two priests at a Catholic church and school in Albany in the early 1960s. He was filling in as a janitor for his father, who was sick. He says the abuse continued on a weekly basis for 3 years.
It was about as horrific as it could get. We're talking about molestation. We're talking about sodomization. We're talking about oral sex.
One of the priests that Smith is accusing, Father Donald Starks, appears on a list kept by the Albany Roman Catholic Diocese of priests with credible accusations against them. Starks died in 1989. Smith says the priests threatened him.
And they told me that if I ever said a word, first of all, no one would believe me because it would be my word against a priest. Then they also said that they would make sure my father never worked again and ruined my family.
Smith found himself in a position no child should be in, protecting his own father from the situation. He says his dad, a World War II veteran, kept guns in the house.
I knew that if he found out, there was going to be a problem because he would use one of the guns and go after him.
For decades, he told no one. Smith drank for years until he says he got married and straightened out. He first sought help in 2005, and he asked the church to pay for his therapy. They paid for one session, then called and said they didn't believe him. Smith said he left the Catholic Church. He no longer believes in God.
When you're being abused and the crucifix hangs on a wall, and as a child you're looking at it and saying, why are you letting this happen? And it continues. You get to believe that there is no God to help you. There is no help.
Now Smith is preparing to file his lawsuit against the church on August 14th. Under the previous statute of limitation laws, he would have had to file charges when he was in his 20s. Under the one-year window in the new law, anyone who was abused can initiate civil court action. Smith's attorney, Jennifer Freeman, says the Marsh Law Firm, where she is a senior counsel, has 515 cases lined up and ready to be filed in the courts.
This is landmark legislation. This is a very important statute that has been passed. It's taken New York from being one of the worst places to bring a lawsuit and be heard and listened to and believed for child sex abuse to one of the easier places or one of the more positive places for survivors.
The diocese is not disputing or fighting any of the accusations. Bishop Edward Scharfenberger with the Albany Diocese, in a videotaped message about the upcoming civil cases, says he supports the victims in seeking justice and healing.
There's no place in our family of faith for abusers to act out regardless of their status or to hide from their crimes, nor should anyone fear calling them out, past or present.
Smith says he wants himself and other survivors to be heard.
If there's one person sitting out there that sees my story and hears me and says, hey, that was my situation too, and goes forward and talks to a doctor or talks to a therapist and gets help.
He says that's more important than any court case. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.